Jimmy over here.
Nico, can you just talk about the struggles with the downfield passing game? And that Joey said it led to you, resulted in you running a lot more. I mean, did you ever expect to run 20 times today?
And 20 carries. No, I did not expect to run that many times. Some shots that were there, and just, you know, overall as a team, we just didn't execute the whole game plan, so gotta be better.
Jimmy, over here. Go ahead.
What did Ohio State do scheme-wise in the passing game that allowed them to have so much success?
Yeah, I mean, I think they just executed at a higher level than us. I mean, we had the opportunities to make a couple plays and just weren't able to capitalize on it, so just execution.
David, Oven over here, and then Ben.
Both of you guys, Coach Heupel talked a lot about disappointment. How would you describe tonight and when you think about disappointment? What are you guys most disappointed in tonight?
Yeah, I'll start. It just stings kind of losing like that. Just obviously we're all disappointed with the result. I feel like we had, you know, a good game plan and just weren't able to execute it. So just obviously really disappointed with the result of the game.
Yeah, man, just started off slow. We were supposed to come in, had a great game plan to, you know, come in and fire first. And, you know, they hit us in the mouth first. And, you know, we were just trying to recover that whole game. And first half, I thought we did a great job on that. And, second half coming in, I thought we could play at a way higher level than we did.
Ben?
Nico, what do you feel like you all need to take from this loss and carry with you into the offseason? What do you feel like, or what do you hope your teammates and yourself, of course, take from this loss?
I think just, use this as motivation, man. We've been putting in work since January, you know, to get to this point. And, you know, it sucks to go out that way, because that's not who we are, man. You know, I love this team. I love the team we have. And, just the way tonight went, it was not the way, you know, we wanted it to go, and we use that as fuel motivation during this offseason to really hit it.
Well, Chris and then Austin.
Both you guys, Nico, sort of along the same lines, you guys have knocked down so many barriers the last couple of years, beating Alabama, beating Florida, winning 11 games, winning 10 games, getting to the playoff. Then next step, what do you need to do to play better on the road against better teams?
Yeah, I think that all just comes to executing on the road. Like I said, you know, our coach gave us a great game plan, and, you know, us as players, you know, as the team, we're the ones out there, you know, on the field playing, and we just got to hold ourselves to a higher standard and, you know, execute at a higher level.
Austin?
Will, for a kid from Alabama that walked on, what memories do you take from this thing as it ends?
Just you know, being with the guys on the team, that's what really hurts the most about, you know, losing and not being able to finish the way we wanted to. Just the fact that I won't be able to be around any of those guys like every day anymore, just it really, really hurts.
Right here.
Nico, without Dylan, Squirrel, and then Dante getting injured too, how much did that limit the game plan on what you guys could do?
Yeah, at the end of the day, man, whoever's out there, you know, whether it's a freshman or not, we got to be able to execute the same way with those guys or not, and we didn't do a good job. Good job of that tonight.
Wes?
Nico, obviously, most people, you know, who've ever played football won't play at a level like this, but for people who, to explain to those people, I guess, the difference in playing offense on the road and at home, just how much different is it in terms of trying to execute and doing things?
Yeah, I would just say, you know, it's just the crowd noise that plays a factor in how we play. We can't play as fast as we want to without tempo. And, that's really, really the biggest factor is crowd noise.
Adam?
Nico, what can be added to open up the offense next year? And do you want to be in conversations with coaches about what can open up the offense more?
Obviously in the offseason, me, Coach Joy, and, you know, Coach Hype, we'll always have conversations on how we can excel this offense, and it'll be that in the offseason, too.
And Caleb, and then Paige.
Will, what would you like in the locker after this one? Do you give a message to those younger guys as your leader?
Keep fighting and be ready for every single opportunity that you're presented and just to take advantage of it. And, you know, I hope people can just learn kind of from my journey, like, you know, you don't always have to come in and start right away. You can, you know, waste your time and just take advantage of everything that's given to you, and good things will come.
We'll go to Paige, and we'll finish with Mike here in the middle.
Obviously not the outcome, but, like, tens of thousands of all fans were in the stadium tonight. You talked about crowd noise. Just what their dedication kind of mean to you? How impressive is it to see how well they travel for these games?
Yeah, man, I love it, man. I was so happy to see, you know, all the orange in the stands. You know, it sucks the performance we gave out for them. But, you know, I hope they all get home safe, man. I really appreciate their support.
Mike?
Yeah, Nico, the wide receiver room, what do you think the future of that group looks like? Who are the guys you think can elevate for next year? Is that a group that you'd like to add some bodies to potentially as you guys look at that next year?
Yeah, shoot. I haven't really, you know, looked too far ahead yet. You know, letting this one sting a little bit. I think, you know, she's got a great young room in there. Obviously, we got some guys coming back. So, yeah, man, we'll just look to, you know, keep getting better in the offseason.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks, guys.